Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. The human voice is a well-designed instrument. God created the human voice. The human voice makes possible speech, language, and singing. This shows that God created mankind separate and apart from the animals. God created man and woman so that we can worship Him. Singing is an important part of worship under the New Testament, the New Covenant. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Colossae. Listen now to Colossians chapter 4, verse 16. Now when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans. Colossians chapter 4, verse 16. Let us read the Word of God about singing as recorded in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Christians are to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to the Lord. By singing, Christians teach and admonish one another. This is when the congregation is together, because we are commanded to sing to one another. This is done in congregational singing. The Word of Christ is to dwell in us richly. Singing is to be done with grace in our hearts. The Apostle Paul wrote the Word of God to the congregation in Ephesus. It is written in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Christians are commanded to sing to one another. This is in the congregation, as we are to sing to one another. Christians are to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Notice the command, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Yes, singing with the mouth, but also making melody with your heart, is taught in the Scripture. The heart is the instrument upon which melody is to be made. Mechanical instruments of music are not a part of worship by Christians under the New Covenant, the New Testament. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. What is the result then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. Singing needs to be not only with the voice and spirit, but also with the understanding. Singing in an unknown tongue does not have understanding. Singing is mentioned in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing praise to you. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12. Writing to Corinthians, the Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now are the people of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Did you notice that all Christians are priests, a royal priesthood? Jesus the Messiah is the only high priest. There is no priesthood between Christians and Messiah. Listen also to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Yes, Christians offer up spiritual sacrifices. Listen to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to him. The sacrifice of praise to God includes prayer and singing, the fruit of our lips. Instrumental music played by someone else is not my sacrifice of praise to God, nor can it be yours. Instrumental music is a hindrance to spiritual worship. So then we have seen from the New Covenant that Christians are to sing praise to God, to offer the sacrifice of praise to God, to give thanks to his name, to sing with the understanding, to sing with the spirit, to make melody with our heart, to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, to teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and to sing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. Jesus said in John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, "But the hour is coming and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Worship under the new covenant is limited to the truth, which came through Jesus the Messiah. We read in John chapter 1, verse 17, "For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." John chapter 1, verse 17. The apostles of Jesus the Messiah were guided into all the truth by the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus said, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth." John chapter 16, verse 13. The apostles received all the truth. They wrote it down in the new covenant. Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 17, to God, he said, "Thy word is truth." We are limited in worship to the truth. It is not for us to decide what pleases us in worship. It is what pleases God. We are to please God, not ourselves. God has shown us and told us in the new covenant how to worship. Worship is not entertainment, nor theater, nor a television show. We are to please God, not ourselves. Under the Old Testament, the law, worship, included animal sacrifices, the burning of incense, a special priesthood, a temple building, three journeys to Jerusalem per year, mechanical instruments of music, and choirs of singers. All these are not included in the worship of God in truth. We are not to add to what God has given in the New Testament for Christians, leaving the truth. Performances by quartets, choirs, and soloists are great for weddings, youth socials, dinners, radio and television. They are entertaining, but they are not authorized for congregational worship of God. Worship is not a spectator sport. All Christians are to sing praises to God, to sing to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, to sing with the Spirit, to make melody with our heart, to sing with the understanding, to sing with grace in our hearts to the Lord, to offer the sacrifice of praise to God. After Jesus and his apostles had the new covenant Lord's Supper, it is written, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." Matthew chapter 26, verse 30. Jesus is Lord, King, Messiah, High Priest, and Savior. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. Jesus Messiah said, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. Will you worship God in spirit and in truth? You will stand before Jesus, Messiah, on the day of judgment. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. The good news is that Jesus, Messiah, died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Jesus rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. It is written in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus, Messiah, for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. If you would like a free New Testament, a free copy of this lesson, or a free Bible correspondence course, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Thank you for being with me today. Have a good eternity.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Ere since by faith I saw the stream thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die.